Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Day 50 of the Minor Prophets. Today we start our study of Joel with a devotion titled, Lessons from Locust. David M. Levi once said, Joel was not swapping war stories with the elders of Judah, nor was he speaking about a nation destroyed by the ravages of war, but in a sense, something worse. He was prophetically sounding out a message from God concerning an awesome plague which was about to totally devastate Judah. Our text for today is from Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders. Give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, powerful and beyond number. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. Lament like a virgin wearing sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are destroyed, the ground mourns, because the grain is destroyed. The wine dries up. The oil languishes. Be ashamed, O tillers of the soil. Wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine dries up. The fig tree languishes. Pomegranate, palm, and apple, all the trees of the field are dried up. And gladness dries up from the children of man. Joel is a divinely appointed prophet called by God to deliver a message of warning and repentance to the southern kingdom of Judah. Joel's name aptly means the Lord is God, which is the message that the prophet seeks to share with God's people. Michael Bentley reminds us of the role of God's prophets. Like Joel, many of the prophets described the source of their message in very simple terms. The word of the Lord came. In other words, these were not just wise opinions about life. They were messages given directly to the prophets by revelation from God so they could pass them on to the people of those days and also to subsequent generations. Joel addresses God's warning to the elders and all the inhabitants of the land. That's in verse 2. He follows his short greeting with a question, emphasizing that what they are about to experience is unlike anything they have ever known. It will be of such dimension, duration, and destruction that they must tell their children about it and pass it down to future generations. David Levi shares the biblical importance of generational reminders. Moses had instructed Israel to rehearse the works of God to their children. That's from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, and chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, for two reasons. First, so they might remember the goodness and mercy of God toward them in times of their disobedience. Second, to remind them that God would judge sin if they became disobedient. That's from Leviticus 26 and also Deuteronomy 28. Tell ye your children of it, and their children another generation, said Joel, in order that they might learn to be obedient to the Lord. Joel chapter 1, verse 4, introduces the plague of locusts. Four descriptive words for locust are found in this verse: cutting, swarming, hopping, and destroying. Some scholars believe these refer to the various stages of growth seen in locusts. Others connect these four words to four different world empires. However, in general, these locusts convey the idea of successive swarms of locusts that utterly destroy the land. If one stage of locust leaves anything behind, the next in the procession will finish the destruction. According to Exodus chapter 10, verses 1 through 20, one swarm of locusts can devastate a land. So four swarms display God's utter annihilation of Judah. Because of this impending doom, Joel gives Judah the following orders: awake, weep, and wail. That's in verse 5. Lament in verse 8, and be ashamed, verse 11. The powerful imagery of locusts that described God's judgment upon His people because of their sin should lead to a wake-up call of mourning and repentance. Utter destruction by repeated invasions should get Judah's attention and cause them to return to God. Some questions to consider. How does Joel's name carry the primary message that the nation of Judah needs to hear? What are your first reactions to the vivid picture of the locusts' invasions? And finally, what is the significance of the order in which Joel calls God's people to respond? Awake, weep, wail, lament, and be ashamed. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.